This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Get this, today at a Mexican restaurant in Phoenix, President Biden announced a new program to reach Latino voters called Latinos con Biden Harris. Yeah, at a Mexican restaurant, a little on the nose, yeah. But Biden did his best to win over the crowd, although it got awkward when he started shaking his pill bottles like they were maracas.
Yes. Joe Biden pandering to the Latino vote yesterday. Was Jill there, Michael? Was she talking about the breakfast tacos and the salsa plata and all that? As we know, they speak very, very fluent Spanish. Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, you got a Mexican restaurant around here? We're the racist party. We're here to pander. You know, fake Catholics, anti-life, pro-welfare, Democrats, you know how they are. Whack-a-doodle-doo. Just crazy. But that's not all. There's a whole bunch of news to report today, as is so often the case, because the Democrat Party is completely nuts, and they're off the chain, and they're out of the cage, and they're on the loose, and they do so many things. Today is also Mailbag Day. It's Wednesday. Wednesday, you know what that means in the Clinton household, and what it means on the Chris Plant Show, because it's Mailbag Day, and I have right here in my hand mailbag questions from you, our beloved listeners, our brilliant, brilliant, wonderful audience, and we have questions for the Mailbag Day. But we've got Joe Biden. He's flying on Air Force One again. He thinks he's the president. It's kind of strange, isn't it? But Joe Biden out there in Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A. He's on the campaign trail. And wasn't even a half-bad joke, shaking his pill bottles like they're maracas, because he's trying to be ethnic, and he's the least ethnic person ever seen. You know, even his real Irish name isn't even Biden. It's Blewett. Blewett. B-L-E-W-I-T-T. Joe Blewett is his real name. Hard to run for public office when your name is Joe Blewett. But fortunately for him, his family name didn't stay with him. But he was out there. We've got some of him yesterday. Also, he wandered off the stage in the middle of the event. Well, a nice lady at the podium with a Mexican restaurant mural on the wall behind her. Nice lady at the restaurant was at the podium trying to introduce him. And she and there was another man behind her. And Joe Biden just wandered off. Only the three of them standing up there by the podium, and Joe Biden just drifted off, wandered off, bumping into things like a jellyfish under a pier, and went over. Apparently, there was a baby he wanted to go sniff. Did he go sniff the baby? He went and he sniffed. It was a peculiar behavior by this guy. And speaking of the State of the Union, the angriest old man State of the Union in the history of the world. Normally, when you in Washington D.C. at least, when you find an old guy yelling like that for an hour and a half, normally he's in a bus enclosure, you know, at a bus stop with a shopping cart stolen from a grocery store filled with winter coats, often in the summertime. But Joe Biden yelling and ranting at us at the State of the Union, and he was just starting to talk about the biggest increase in murder rates in a long, long time. He was going to try to blame somebody else, naturally, because all the Democrats do all the murdering. But never mind that. The Gold Star father that stood up during the State of the Union and shouted about his son, who was murdered in Kabul, Afghanistan, during the botched evacuation by Joe Biden. And great Gold Star father stood up, and he couldn't stand it anymore. He had to stand up, Steve Nakui. And then he was arrested, and the Democrats, they wanted to put him in Gitmo for the rest of his life because they're fascists. But Steve Nakui, it turns out, son murdered at the Abbey Gate. He has had the charges dropped after a significant number of Republican members of Congress had no Democrats because the left jails their political enemies everywhere in the world. And the Democrat Party is not Democratic at all. It's the left. And they didn't stand up for Steve Nkui, for the father of the son murdered at the Abbey Gate during Joe Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. But a number of Republican members of Congress were insisting that the charges be dropped. And finally, the pro-crime, pro-criminal, radical left-wing prosecutor in Washington, D.C., who's actually pretending to be a U.S. attorney of some kind, and he dropped the charges. Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you. Amazing stuff. Speaking of Afghanistan, we also had Thoroughly Modern Millie and the on Capitol Hill yesterday testifying before the House because the Senate doesn't care on the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the now retired Cinq Cent, the commander-in-chief of the U.S. Central Command, now retired. They're both retired. And Thoroughly Modern Millie, who used to play high school football with the transgender deputy secretary at Health and Human Services. But never mind that. They were both up on Capitol Hill yesterday. And they said, gosh, we really want to get stuff off our chest. And we'll try to get into that today as well. Remarkable things going on. Sisa Puedwe, right? And breakfast tacos, not breakfast burritos, breakfast tacos. The Democrats trying to pander to the Latino vote because their poll numbers are no good anymore with the Latino vote. And that's because, you know, Latinos are paying attention. Amazing. Also, the Democrat governor of the state of Massachusetts, her name is Maura Healey. And she was asked about the 15-year-old girl, special needs, handicapped girl that was raped by a Haitian who came into the country because Joe Biden is bringing criminals and rapists and murders. But I'm sure that some of them are nice people. But I can tell you that they're not sending their best people. And when the Democrat governor of the state of Massachusetts, Gesundheit, was asked about the Haitian raping the 15-year-old girl, she basically said, well, you know, from time to time, things will happen. From time to time, things will happen. That's kind of like, who was it? Said, you know, some people did something? Is that Ilhan Omar on the attacks of September 11th, 2001? Some people did something? She said, yeah, some people did something. That's true. The Mongol hordes invaded centuries ago. Some people did something?
Some people did something?
See, that was pretty good impersonation. I hadn't even heard that in a year. But there she is. Amazing stuff. Joe Biden has a special exemption for people from Chile, to come into the United States. And it turns out there are Chilean crime rings all over the country doing home invasions, dressed in what they call ghillie suits, where you disguise yourself as a bush so that the deer and the antelope don't see you when you've got a rifle in your hand and you're going to shoot them. Ghillie suits, and they're used by military snipers and things. And these Chileans, AOC loves Chile, but she thinks, you know, it's better with beans rather than without beans.
Because I'm making vegetarian Chile.
Chile. We have real IQ challenges in Washington, D.C., lots of IQ challenges. No, Chile is a country. Chile is a Texas beanie meaty soup. But never mind that. So these Chileans in Southern California and elsewhere around the country, they've formed gangs and they lurk outside of your home in very expensive high-end neighborhoods in Pacific Palisades and fancy places in Southern California. Now all over the country. And these Chileans that Joe Biden brought into the country are an organized crime wave all by themselves with home invasions and stealing everything. And that's fine. And the news media doesn't think there's one story on it. I'll share that story with you. The Chilean crime wave. We've got the Venezuelan crime wave. Got the impending Haitian crime wave. Honestly, the Mariel Boatlift that gave us Tony Montana and Scarface are going to be a hill of beans compared to what Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing to the country today. Remarkable stuff. So we've got lots of stories for you today. And Peter Navarro of the Trump White House reported to prison yesterday. in Miami, Florida, while Hunter Biden is refusing to respect the congressional subpoena today. And what is the, they're using this language like he's declining the invitation. It's not an invitation, it's a subpoena. But when you're a Democrat and they're so filthy corrupt, I think every, if you're like a Democrat cab driver, you got to be corrupt at this point, because every Democrat has been corrupted by the party into towing the corrupt party line. It's pretty amazing stuff. So we've got that going. But Peter Navarro reporting to prison, and Hunter Biden and his friend Devin Archer not reporting to prison, even though they have defied congressional subpoenas. But that's because we have a two-tiered system of justice, that equal justice under law relief above the entrance to the Supreme Court. That's just a joke at this point, just a terrible, awful joke. So we've got updates for you on that. And we shared it with you yesterday, but CNN very excited and the Democrats very excited that there were 1 million abortions last year. Like, whoo, boy, are they relieved. They thought that with Roe v. Wade being overturned by the Supreme Court that they wouldn't get to 1 million abortions ever again. But they're excited to announce that in 2023 they got to 1 million abortions in the United States of America. And the numbers of black abortions are off the charts, and they're very happy about that. Now, we've got all those stories because there are so many things going on. Mexico is now refusing to take anybody that we deport to Mexico. And that's because they know they can shove Joe Biden down a hill and he'll go rolling down the hill. Donald Trump would come in and say, oh, yeah? Well, then let me explain how this is going to work. And by lunchtime, they'd be saying, okay, we'll take as many millions as you want to send our way. But Joe Biden doesn't have a spine, so we have that. Also, madness, speaking of the border. The Supreme Court did the right thing yesterday and ruled that in a 6-3 decision, because there are three radical leftists on the court that Democrats put there, and they hate America. They hate the United States of America. They're radicals. They're extremists. And they're anti-American. They're you know, Democrats on the Supreme Court. Got Sonia Sotomayor, who is going to be playing, as it turns out, Jake LaMotta in the upcoming motion picture. She's going to be playing Jake LaMotta the retirement years because she's the spitting image, I'll tell you that. And then we got, Ketanji Jackson Brown, Brown Jackson, and she doesn't know what a woman is, and she thinks that the First Amendment might be too difficult for the government to deal with because they need to trample free speech in the United States, right? And, you know, they got, so Ketanji Brown Jackson, you got Sonia Sotomayor, you got, honestly, the lefties on the Supreme Court, the 6-3 decision. But the Supreme Court ruled that Texas can arrest illegal aliens that come into Texas. They're a border state, you know, and they can throw them in jail and they can even kick them out of the country, the Supreme Court ruled. But then another federal court below the Supreme Court, of course, came in and reversed federal appeals court, the fifth, and they reversed the Supreme Court's decision. I think the Supreme Court should come out today and cancel the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and kick them out. But yeah, we got a 6-3 decision from the Supreme Court, and it was great. Great applause for everyone there. And then a lower court came and reversed the Supreme Court, said, well, we got another, because the Biden administration demands open borders for gangs and cartels and murderers and rapists, and got to kill more nursing students and rape more handicapped girls at knife point, because the Democrat Party wants more of that, and they've got a lot of power. So they're able to get that. They're able to get that. Also, we learned yesterday, only learned this last night, that yesterday was Michael Piercy, sitting across from me right now, his 20-year anniversary, working at this very radio station. I haven't been here that long, but Michael has been here that long, and that's quite remarkable, his 20-year anniversary. So we got him a new pair of comfortable shoes. Have you received your comfortable shoes? Joe Biden shoes. I have to get you some of those Joe Biden shoes. We didn't really get him new shoes. We haven't gotten him anything, truth be told. But, Michael Piercy is 20 years here at the mothership WMAL in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. And so we'll have to buy him a beer, but it won't be a Bud Light. We got that. So we've got lots of things going on. The Supreme Court, then a lower court. Crazy. Also, not a doctor. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford showed up on this radical left-wing ABC product called The View. What they view, you don't want to know. And she's got a book out because it's only been 6 years. And she's a little slow, PhD and all. Slow-witted. I bet she doesn't drive well. I'm thinking she's a really bad driver, don't you think? But get an update on that because Molly Hemingway, the great reporter Molly Hemingway, has stepped once again into the breach to tell the truth when so many others failed to do that. How many embassies has Joe Biden had evacuated? It looks like he's broken a record for evacuating U.S. embassies around the world. But remember, he was going to restore our standing. He can barely stand himself. How he's going to restore our standing. And we are at 888-630-9625. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit chrisplantcruise.com.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Yeah, and mailbag day today. Mailbag day, too. New York is a crazy hotbed of violence and anarchy, and that's because Democrats are in charge, and they love violence and anarchy. At least they create an awful lot of it, don't they? Before we get into some of the big questions of the day and the big stories of the day, let's go to the telephones, talk to the nice American people. Let's go to Gregory calling from Thurmont, Maryland. Gregory, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
I want to talk about WMATA's decision with these new cars they introduced today that people can travel through the cars and run through the cars. I've experienced going to the U.S. Open. They get in the car, they go car to car, they intimidate, they threaten, they panhandle, they move from car to car. And they're creating a situation that's going to be repeated here, and it's dangerous. Imagine if a terrorist got in the car, did his thing, and started moving through cars. And Penny, the Penny situation?
Daniel Penny in New York, who is going to be sent to prison for stopping a crazy person on a New York City subway.
The fireman didn't know what car he was in because these people moved through the cars.
Well, you're talking about the anarchy in our cities and in Washington, D.C., and you know, where we had the highest greatest number of murders last year that we had in more than a quarter of a century, I think 26 years. And in New York, let me tell you, I mean, I work with my friends at Newsmax, many of whom are in New York, New York. And this morning, a Long Island Railroad passenger trying to board the train slashed in the face with a box cutter by a Queens man. That was yesterday. And one of my great friends at Newsmax, a young woman, texted yesterday. She got on the train leaving work. A man just punched a girl right in front of me on the subway. And a man said, "Whoa." And the crazy person slapped the man real hard. This is what the Democrats want us to think of as normal.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da. Ah, yes. mailbag day today. And, you know, the Democrat Party is a, in the United States of America, is a menace to Western civilization. Not just the United States of America, but when the United States of America has fallen to a party like today's Democrat Party, that is bad news for all of humankind. We are the shining city on a hill. And when the left takes over the United States, that spells doom, I say, not just for the United States of America, but for the world more broadly. Notice that Joe Biden is not taking care of business. He lied to us, and the media lied to us, as is their wont and as is their role, about Joe Biden being the most experienced foreign policy president. He's going to restore our standing in the world, as though Donald Trump damaged our standing in the world. NATO started playing more, three peace deals between Israel and Arab countries, no war in Europe, Russia not invading. You know, Russia invaded the Crimea under Barack Obama and Joe Biden, then invaded all of Ukraine under Joe Biden. They didn't invade anybody under Donald Trump, because it's good when America is strong and it's bad when America is weak and leftist, see? Because Putin is a communist and he has already endorsed Joe Biden twice, hasn't he? And the news media lied to us about that, didn't they? So, well, whatever Putin says, the opposite is true. Therefore, you're a five-year-old. And your brain is no good. But back to Joe Biden with his wonderful work as leader of the free world and restoring our standing in the world as the United States, which didn't need restoring. We controlled our own border and our own sovereignty. Haiti wasn't even on fire. Venezuela didn't empty their prisons and send them here. But never mind all that. Speaking of which, this is pretty wild, actually. We've got the illegal alien, the burglary tourism, right? And then homicides in El Salvador, Venezuela, and the United States. There is a story to be told there, and they go together. But back to Joe Biden, restoring our standing in the world. The breaking news yesterday, pretty amazing stuff. Joe Biden presides over record-breaking 11 embassy evacuations. Now, he's our foreign policy expert. He's been in Washington so long that, you know, there's dirt that's younger than he is. And Joe Biden presides over record 11 embassy evacuations in the year 2021. Joe Biden ordered embassy evacuations in Burma. Myanmar, some call it. It'll always be Burma to me. Chad is an actual country, not just Chad Everett. It's a beepole country. Of course, the evacuation of our embassy in Afghanistan in 2021, and the evacuation of the U.S. embassy in Ethiopia, which was good news to our embassy personnel in Ethiopia because they were kind of hungry. They wanted to cut out and get a nice cheeseburger, maybe some ham and eggs, but couldn't get that in Ethiopia. So in 2021, Burma, Chad, Afghanistan, Ethiopia, U.S. embassies evacuated under Joe Biden. 2022, U.S. embassies evacuated in Ukraine, Belarus, Russia, and naturally Nigeria, just to be asymmetric. So Nigeria, Russia, Belarus, Ukraine. In 2023, we evacuated embassies in Sudan. Well, more good news for the embassy personnel, where slavery is alive and well, and they've got these marauding bands of armed thugs with AK-47s, thanks to Putin and his pals, and there's a civil war there, and the marauding militias are kidnapping people and enslaving them for their own service, forced servitude, and some of them they're selling human beings too, but that's not a big thing. And if you're concerned about the number of people killed in the Gaza, then you're probably brain damaged. But there are a lot more killed in Sudan, a lot more killed in Yemen, a lot more killed in Syria, and a whole lot more killed in Ukraine. But you don't care about those human lives, do you? Because you're a leftist and therefore a dimwit. So 2023, embassies, Sudan and Niger in Africa evacuated. And then in 2024, our embassy in Haiti, where Barbecue and the Cannibals are now in charge, and Michael Piercy and I have started a band called Barbecue and the Cannibals. We're still working on our first song, but never mind that. And also this list leaves one out because Joe Biden has actually ordered the evacuation or partial evacuation of our embassy in Haiti twice now. So you might have to go back and do a recount. If you count Haiti twice, he has ordered on 12 different occasions, I believe, embassy evacuations since he became president, and he hasn't even been here for 4 years. That guy is really something, isn't he? Yes, he is. Now, because Joe Biden is president and our borders are open, listen to this story from NBC Fake News. NBC is a fake news outlet. They're a Democrat front group. They lie all the time. El Salvador says, this is NBC News headline, El Salvador says, and it's their Latino because they got to put the word Latino on top because they're very multicultural. El Salvador says murders in El Salvador, of course, fell by 70%, 70%, after a state of emergency, comma, crackdown on gangs. Now, where do you think the gangs went? Where did the gangs go? The measures under President Nayib Bukele have been popular with Salvadorans, but human rights groups have reported deaths and abuses related to the crackdown. And what's happening is gang members are fleeing El Salvador, and some are being shot and killed, some are being jailed, and a whole lot of them are coming here. So murders in El Salvador fell by 70%. Isn't that great? That's good news for El Salvador. And you may be aware also that in Venezuela, where Nicolas Maduro, a commie dictator, has been emptying out his prisons, Venezuela homicide rate, the lowest in 22 years, as its gangs migrate here. That's a good headline from Hot Air. Hot Air. As their gangs migrate here, the homicide rate in Venezuela drops to a 22-year low. But at the same time, while the Democrats keep telling us everything's great and the economy's better than ever and empty grocery store shelves are wonderful and looting is wholesome it's great. The economy's great and crime is down. The FBI tells us crime is down. And here's the headline from the Washington Post, a left-wing terrorist front group. In 2023, D.C.'s homicide toll was the worst in 26 years. 26 years. That's more than a quarter century for Democrats following along at home. So El Salvador, homicides fell by 70%. Venezuela, homicides at the lowest rate in 22 years. Washington, D.C., homicides worse than they've been in 26 years because Democrats are the problem here, quite obviously. Our open borders, big, big problem. And a story that Fox News has today. Burglary tourism, in quotation marks. Burglary tourism plagues Southern California as unvetted foreigners. They're unvetted foreigners. How many? What do they call them? Newcomers? Newcomers? The Democrats call the criminal gangs from hell newcomers because, you know, these are the people that host after-school Satan Club for children across America, literally. Not a bit of hyperbole. True, after-school Satan clubs. Burglary tourism plagues Southern California as unvetted foreigners raid luxe houses. L-U-X-E houses, you know, expensive houses, fancy houses, and nice neighborhoods. Chile, here we are in Chile. Chile's involvement in the exclusive U.S. visa waiver program blamed for enabling thieves. This is a Biden administration policy that normally welcomes people from France and Great Britain. But the Democrats and Joe Biden added Chile to the list. So now organized gangs of criminals are flowing into the United States under a Joe Biden waiver. Authorities are warning of a new burglary trend involving foreign crooks who take advantage of a State Department travel program to case out affluent U.S. neighborhoods and ransack homes for profit. Sure, why else would they do it if not for profit? They use cell phone jamming equipment to disrupt Wi-Fi networks and expensive security systems. In some cases, investigators caught them hiding in the brush wearing ghillie suits that military snipers wear in combat zones, waiting for homeowners to go out to leave home so they could break inside the homes. The crime is made possible because Chile is part of the U.S. visa waiver program under Joe Biden, which allows tourists and business travelers to enter America for 90 days or less without having to obtain a visa or go through any vetting process. There are just 41 countries around the world that are approved for the visa waiver program, including U.S. allies, the United Kingdom, France, South Korea. Then they added Chile, and now it's a Chilean crime wave. Chile, which the State Department describes as a regional leader for the rule of law and crime and gang activity and economic stability, is the only Latin American country on the list. Isn't that nice? Thieves are now taking advantage of that waiver to fly into U.S. cities and to conduct these organized raids on homes in neighborhoods. So they fly to wealthy cities and then go to pillage the private homes in these neighborhoods, according to authorities in California. They often break through the second floor where homeowners, they got a pattern, where homeowners are less likely to have alarms and less likely to focus on their doors and windows on the second floor. They sell off the stolen property in the U.S. and overseas. Orange County, California District Attorney Todd Spitzer, no relation, has been warning about the issue since last year. These are not crimes of opportunity, he said in July. These are carefully calculated and planned attacks on what should be safe places, our homes. One case, the burglars entered a home. An elderly woman was still inside. She panicked, hid in the closet. And, you know, this is the kind of stuff, waterfront homes. They arrived there in stolen boats at the docks where there are waterfront homes. And they raid the homes and steal everything while the kids are off at the parents. They see the parents leaving with the kids for soccer practice. They know they've got lots of time. In one case, thieves made off with a piggy bank full of a six-year-old girl's Christmas and birthday money. The Orange County, California DA said, remarkable stuff. But it's not just there, because now that they're in the United States, you know, there's big stuff going on in Southern California, burglaries in Orange County and all that stuff. The LAPD stood up a task force to combat the international crime spree, arresting a 17-year-old Chilean and two adult accomplices in Pacific Palisades, the Los Angeles Times reported. But it's not just there, because the Chilean gangs have been captured and detected in Michigan, in New Jersey, in New York. Pretty amazing stuff. Your Democrat Party has arranged for all of this. And in fact, they found him in Florida and Alaska burglarizing homes as well, because the Democrat Party is destroying America. It's in their charter. Remarkable stuff. Also out of New York City, the New York Post has the story. New York City neighborhood in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's district blasted as third world, in quotation marks, overcrowded with prostitutes and illegal aliens all over the streets, because the Democrats want your daughters to grow up to be hookers and your sons to grow up to be women. That's your Democrat Party. A Queens neighborhood in New York, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's congressional district, was likened by locals to a third world country, with people selling goods on the sidewalks and prostitutes, stolen stuff, of course, prostitutes openly soliciting sex. You should see the videos. Now, in Washington, D.C., the Democrats, it's not even mostly illegal aliens, they're looting CVS stores and grocery stores to the point where they're shutting down and leaving the neighborhoods and the city. And then the Democrats are angry at the stores and they blame capitalism, because there's a lot of mental illness there. So in New York City, AOC's district, the widely vibrant and diverse communities, Corona, Jackson Heights, Elmhurst, and Northwestern Queens, appear to have descended into an open-air flea market, according to video obtained by Fox News. Local resident Ramesses Frias Democrat turned Republican who is running for assembly in New York City. He says time to clean up the streets of New York. And he made videos of blocks and blocks of local vendors selling clothes, mostly stolen, sneakers, toys, snacks, putting businesses out of business because they grab all the stolen stuff. And they do that in Washington, D.C., too. And the mayor said, well, people are allowed to sell stuff on the street. Well, they just stole it all from the CVS. Well, you know, they've got it now, so they get to sell stuff on the street. The Democrat Party is turning the United States into a third world country. It's their goal. It's the fundamental transformation of America. Barack Obama got the ball rolling. Now his sock puppet, Jellyfish Joe, he's really carrying out the plan. It's the plan. It's the left. They've got it in for the United States of America. They've taken over the Democrat Party. And they are doing everything they can to inflict as much damage as possible on the United States of America. It's very unfortunate. And Democrats plan on voting for more of this. And they're very angry with Donald Trump. They're going to try to steal his buildings, too, in New York. I'm beginning to think they're not on our side. We are at 888-630-9625.
I'm making vegetarian chile.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Yes, and that was the Daily Signal. I went and got the article. The Daily Signal at the Great Heritage Foundation that put together the list of evacuated embassies. I do think they have to add another Haiti because I believe there have been two evacuations there. But that aside, let us go to the telephones. Let's go to Nick calling from Purcellville, Virginia. Nicholas, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Nick.
That's the first.
Hey, there's Nick. Hang on. Now we got you.
All right. In the words of that great philosopher, Stevie Wonder, you are the sunshine of my life, at least for 3 hours a day.
Well, that's very kind of you. I thought you were going to go. There was going to be a punchline there, but oh, that's very kind of you. Well, thank you very much.
Well, Chris, I noticed that the left always takes words out of context like they did with bloodbath and Trump.
Yep.
No, we should do the same that they do. Like, take Joe Scarborough's words, we're not stupid, and pull the knot out. Pull the knot out and say, and then do that audio of the cop saying, you're on fire, stupid.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty good.
I love you're on fire, stupid. That's a great moment.
And did you ever notice that Joe Scarborough, he looks kind of like Beaker, that Muppet lab assistant with his hair.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I hadn't noticed that, but you're correct.
And I have a for your band, why don't you start with covering that Hall & Oates song, Maneater?
Maneater, see, for Barbecue and the Cannibals, we could start with Maneater. I bet there are, I bet there are a lot of cannibalistic songs.
Yeah, and I think there was a group named the Cannibals at one time, wasn't there?
I believe that there was. Yeah, let me. I'm gonna go find.
I can't remember what they did.
Not Barbecue and the. Well, there's the Animals, of course. You know, Eric Burdon and the Animals. There was a movie called All the Fine Young Cannibals. There was undoubtedly a band called, and it does ring a bell, called the Cannibals. I'm gonna look it up now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the. I don't know if they're gonna play Haiti. Haiti. You know, Port-au-Prince is the New York City of Haiti now. And New York City is the Port-au-Prince of America, according to the mayor of New York, so it's got to be true. Remarkable stuff. Nick, thank you for the kind call.
Ah!
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.